Welcome back to Puckash Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
And you got some steps for us to survive the apocalypse.
Keeping you safe. Teach you how to live longer, I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these are kind of funny. I read an article. We've all seen Zombieland. You know,
oh, yeah.
All the steps he's got, and they're real kind of corny, and some kind of make sense.
Was the second one any good? I never watched it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good. Oh. I like all that stuff. Anything with a zombie in it, it's just cool. You know, but I know we've kind of touched on zombies a little bit in the past, but I came across an article. Two things that sparked my interest was because now the CDC is saying their zombie preparedness program is a joke.
Right.
They say they just want you to be ready in case, like for hurricane, whatever. And at the end of it, they say, or a zombie apocalypse. But they don't really give you steps other than just the typical normal stuff in there. So this article was talking a little bit more about when it does happen. And that's what the article kept saying. When it does happen, this is what you need to do to be able to survive. And I thought to myself, if everybody did these steps, how would this work? Then you have mass chaos. 1 gallon of water per day per person in your household.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of right away. I'm like, I don't drink no gallon of water a day.
Shoot, no.
Not unless it's mixed with coffee beans. But I'm thinking maybe...
Wouldn't that just be coffee?
Maybe I use a gallon of water if you add up like the bidet spray that sprays into my butt. And then my shower, you know, that's at least 10 gallons because I'm taking a 20 minutes when I get home.
You're still going to take a long shower even during this time?
Oh, no. But I'm saying mine would be a lot more than a gallon. But if that gallon is for drinking,
yeah,
no, I can survive on like a shot of water. Because I'm not running around. I'm just locking my doors and let's play some video game. I'm not going to the FEMA camp or anything. You can come get me, and I'll shotgun blast your feet off.
Feet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be laying on the ground, and they're going to break in, and they're going to think I'm going to be shooting for the grape and the chest. No, I'm blowing those feet off. Like, you're not going to be doing this. You're not going to be going house to house after you come to my house. It's kablam, kablam, foot off.
Well, good thing they know how to army crawl, don't they?
Yeah, I know. Oh, and then when the face comes down, kablam.
Man, so you just waste a shot. Why can't you just go straight for the grape?
No, I want the grape to fall on the ground. And they're going, and I'm like, well, guess what? I got your awe right here.
This is great. It's all I see right now. Because I've always said you remind me of Macaulay Culkin. And I see Macaulay Culkin home alone with his BB gun when the dude sticks his head through the pet door.
Pata, pata.
That's so you. I'm going to find that. I mean, that's going to be your new thing there when you call me, the picture of Macaulay Culkin just
shitting his BB gun.
Yeah, on the floor. That's funny. I love it. So you got this thought out.
Well, I mean, I think about stuff. Like when my wife's like, what are you thinking about? Nothing.
The next weird podcast we can talk about?
Yeah, I'm thinking about shooting people's feet off.
Yeah.
That's normal, right?
Yeah.
That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So you're going to be the one creates those zombies with no legs crawling.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that's an Andy.
And you'll see a bunch of like, you know, in the ghetto neighborhoods where they have the shoelaced shoes hanging over the, I'll have those in my-
With
my
feet in them?
My tree in the front yard.
With feet in them.
With feet in them.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Don't shoot the shoes because I like shoes. There might be some shoes I'd like.
Mm-hmm.
So do that for me.
I will.
Man, that's some serious. That's a weird detail you just brought up.
Off a gallon of water.
Off a gallon of water. See, folks, you learn it here. What'd you learn? Save water, shoot feet. No grapes, feet first.
Yep.
So according to this article, and I'm not going to name them in any particular order, but I wanted to go through Zombielands first. They had the rules. Part two, guy's got kind of a spin to his stuff in there. So some of his he has in there is rule one is cardio. Two is a double tap. That'd be you. But not cardio for you because you're not going anywhere.
Mm-mm.
He's got beware of bathrooms because, you know, like to hide in there.
Yeah.
He's got the seat belts thing in there, the travel light. He's got the don't be a hero. Do you agree or disagree with that one?
Yeah, like if someone's getting swarmed by zombies, you're not going to do nothing. They're already being chewed on, right?
Well, they're about to get chewed on, maybe. They still got a chance. What would you do?
It just depends.
Who it is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's some, yeah, it really does depend who it is, for real.
Okay.
If I know you, it's going to, you've got a pretty good chance. Or, you know, if it was a kid or something, then I'd feel compelled to do it.
Well, yeah. Elderly?
Nah. No. They don't have the cardio. They're not double tapping.
They can't contribute. No. Oh, my gosh. Okay. That poor old person. Okay. Man, I hope I'm not old and not on your best item as happens. Limber up. Well, it doesn't count to you because you're not going anywhere. When in doubt, know your way out. The buddy system.
Travel in pairs.
Yeah. Would that something you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I'd want one person at least.
Your wife?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying if you're by yourself, you know, you would want to find another person, you know, in case something happened.
Enjoy the little things.
Mm-hmm.
Swiss Army knife.
What's that?
The Swiss Army little red knife that's got all the
multi-tool. Oh, you mean actual I thought that was like code for something.
No.
Like be a man of a lot of talents or something. Like a Renaissance man.
That'd be your new nickname. You're a Swiss Army knife.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, wet naps.
Oh,
you got
gosh.
No bidet.
Yeah, for real. That's the worst.
All right. So in this one, this is what they got. The first one they had was, and they're in the weirdest order because to me, they didn't make any sense because this is not the order I have them in. Gather essential survival gear. So the apocalypse has already happened. Now you're going to gather this gear?
Yeah, you need to do it ahead of time.
So at this point, you've already grabbed your shot of water. Mm-hmm. And other people got, you know, a lot of water. Which I don't know how long water will keep, like in a container or something like that.
Oh, yes, forever. I mean, if that's all you got.
You're good with it?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a choice, right?
Right.
You get your straw, your surviving straw.
I've got those.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
Where you suck it out.
Yeah. All right. Find a safe shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just think of it as like the last stand.
Well, it says here, your house may not be your safest option.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's the most comfortable option, right?
Yeah. Unless, of course, you have a super secure secret underground bunker stocked with supplies.
No.
Who's got that? I mean,
Majority. They're building those all over the place.
They now. Are, but like as a mass group of people, not everybody has that.
Right. Like some normal people are building them, but there's like millionaires and billionaires building these massive ones right now.
Oh yeah.
So for whatever.
Well, I always said if I got to build a house, like an actual build, how I wanted it,
mm-hmm.
I'd build a basement as big as the whole house.
Oh yeah. That'd be nice.
And just have that and a secret way in. Kind of like my man cave, mm-hmm. but it's also a place to hide at, but nobody knows where it's at except like a few friends. And that's it.
Yeah.
So I would do that. But again,
how about like these contractors that are building these massive places for these billionaires?
Yeah.
They would know where it's at. Do you think they'll get zapped after once a lot of them get built and a certain time happens? Because then you would know where it is, right?
True.
I mean, I don't know.
Or the alarm people, they know where stuff's at, how to get in there.
Mm-hmm. Or you could put a grenade down like where the generator tube is to suck air. Just put a grenade down there and ruin their thing. You know, like, oh, you get to hide down there? Have fun. I would ruin it for you.
Really?
You let me in? No. Pull the pin, throw it down the tube. I'm sure it's not that easy, though. I'm sure they got like feet of concrete and cement and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Blast doors and everything.
True. Or just stop up the vent holes.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't get any fresh air. Okay. So considering that you probably don't... be best to seek out secure, defensible location. I'd hide out someplace like Sam's.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people would. Like, if everybody's, like, holing up in, like, Walmart, which will probably be a FEMA camp, I would think Sam's Club would, too, because that's, like, the ugly sister of Walmart, right? They own the same thing.
Yeah, same people.
Yeah, so it's probably set up for prison.
Well, Sam's is pretty secure. They don't let just anybody in.
Yeah, really?
So, okay. Third, establish a water source.
Okay.
That would have been like one of the top, or it goes with survival gear.
Mm-hmm.
It goes right up there.
Get like a rain barrel now.
Yeah. 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 Fill up, you know, containers. And then you've got form a survival group. Not you, though. You said, like, you just do you and one other person.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt I would run anywhere.
What if you had to?
What do you, well, like, why would I have to? Give me a scenario that would require me to do that.
You've shot so many people's feet off that you're out of bullets.
Oh, stuff. Well, then I would just say eventually it'd be like, now it's time for they'll probably shoot my feet off. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
They're going to put out a memo, Shoot this guy's feet. Don't shoot to kill, shoot his feet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would want to be freaking John Connor of the apocalypse.
They have a picture of you out there saying foot blaster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Watch your feet. I just have a necklace of some Nikes with the feet in them still.
All Mad Max style. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I could see that. So you wouldn't leave. So you wouldn't need a survival group.
No, because I mean, I figured, well, I'll play my last game of whatever on the PlayStation. I get zapped and they take over my area.
Oh, man. Okay. Learn basic survival skills.
Okay. What, like what?
You might want to get started on this before the apocalypse begins. As shared by Mossy Oak, there are several basic skills you can learn in your own backyard, such as starting a fire, foraging for food, tying knots, making weapons, and more. I did all this stuff as a kid.
Yeah, I know. And do you think it really helped you? Like, for an emergency, you know how to tie some knots. What are you going to use those for?
I don't know, but I learned how to be mischievous.
Twisty tie your snack bag, maybe. But
for you, it would help. All your shoelaces.
Oh, okay.
Off your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Create a communication plan. So I'm taking it at this point with this plan here.
They are separated.
Yeah, no way of communicating, I guess. So once you form the group with those you can trust. So you don't have a group, it's just you and someone else. You'll want to develop a solid and reliable way to communicate with fellow members in case of separation. You can use a mixture of traditional and improvised methods, such as a walkie-talkie, satellite phone. Who's got satellite phones laying around?
Mm-hmm.
Or whistles.
Oh, yeah. Tweet. Hey, guys. Hey. Yeah, I mean, you're dead.
Yeah.
All the zombies are coming. People are shooting you for your supplies. That guy's got a whistle. Kill him. I want that whistle.
All right. So no whistles for you. Or as a warning sign.
A whistle as a warning sign?
A danger whistle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rape whistle.
tweet.
I don't think this thing's working.
Not fair. I've used my whistle. Oh, man. And plan for different scenarios and contingencies. Oh, yeah. I'm with you. See, some of this stuff, you're going to get you killed.
Too much stuff.
Map out escape routes.
I think Americans are just too soft. Like, if they want to kill off half the population, they're gonna.
If they wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, if they want to. Well, I mean, for the next whatever thing they got planned.
I'm serious. You kill the internet off, that'd be...
They would go crazy.
Yeah. That would start a civil war, riots, and people go crazy without internet.
So. Yeah, because even your stupid TV, you know, has to have internet now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to see the news or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I've got an emergency radio. You have to crank it to give it juice. And you crank it a long time, then it gives you a little bit of light. But it gives you, like, the weather the whole time, you know? And I'm thinking, everything's ended. Everything's done. The world's in complete chaos. And I crank this sucker for a good solid 10 minutes to get 3 minutes of... Who is the schmuck that is in the booth still surviving, going...
They're probably just doing a recording, huh?
Yeah. Like, it's all over. I've done this. I mean, we're at this point, and he's still sitting in the booth going, you know.
Next on KDMY, working for the weekend.
And he's got a creepy voice.
Yeah.
I've heard him, and he's just like a static radio, like, barometric pressure, 7.7653. I'm like, what is he even saying?
At this point, it's probably AI, right?
Yeah.
They do that a lot now with... documentaries and stuff, like those quick videos you get on the TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, probably is something like that. Okay, so I'll skip a few in here. Maintain physical and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
How important do you think that is?
Oh, I guess it's important. I mean, because you can go crazy.
Well, you're going to be playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
So you're good.
I'm good.
Develop self-defense strategies.
Oh, yeah.
If you're worried about a zombie apocalypse, this is another tip you might want to start working on now. Getting trained in hand-to-hand combat, even weapon usage could be a big benefit.
Oh, yeah.
Practice situational awareness and threat assessment so that you're able to create defensive structures and safe zones if needed.
Do you think there'll be a lot of hand-to-hand combat?
For a little bit till they get
Think it'll just be blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
For a long time.
I want a flamethrower. That's what I'd like.
And then someone shoots your gas tank and you get flamethrowed. That's why I wouldn't want one.
That'd be bad. Well, just make sure nobody shoots my tank.
Right.
Because I got a lot of junk in the tank. Blow me up. Establish a food supply. Well, we've discussed that already. It's just repetitive on some of this stuff here. Prepare for long-term survival. After the short-term shock has worn off, so you're
yeah.
back to thinking normal, I guess, you'll want to begin preparing for your long-term survival. This involves developing skills for self-sufficiency, becoming more aware of your surroundings, and adapting to a totally new way of life, which can be challenging.
Yeah.
Well, so much for that. That doesn't make any sense to me. Of course you're going to... Isn't that just called living?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I now.
Mean, yeah. Because so the next one, it ties in, build a safe community. Learn to survive with environmental hazards. So I guess they're taking it as these people have just moved far off into another place. And they're doing their own thing. Stay mobile and flexible. So all this here, if you notice, some of it says to develop a fortitude, a strong place, this, that. But then it says to stay mobile.
Like keep moving around.
So in the event of the zombie apocalypse, you'll need to be ready to get moving at the last minute. This means that you can't get too attached to one location. You must keep your essentials items packed for a quick departure and be willing and able to adapt plans as situations evolve. So what would it take for you to leave your house?
If like it was all on fire, I guess.
But those zombies are all outside.
Well, then they'd be all on fire too.
Okay.
So then I'd be able to make my way out of there.
What if, you know, the government's outside banging on your door? Come out, foot blaster.
Yeah.
Then we know you're in there.
They're getting blasted.
Well, then they light your house on fire, but it's all them out there. You getting mobile and moving.
That's when you're like, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. You know, and just let them get you, you know?
Yeah, okay.
But you get some of them.
Go out in a blaze of glory?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Young gun it, baby.
Yeah, Billy the Kid. All right. So then we've got basically after that, it's just all the same stuff. Staying informed. So I got a radio. I crank. In the unlikely event of a zombie apocalypse, now it's unlikely. Weird verbiage. You'll want to keep updated on the ongoing situation via any available means. Use radios or other communication tools for news. But we've already discussed how the news is not going to be our friends during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Or are they now, Evan? Even, you know? Stay aware of the changes in the environment or threats. Who knows, if you're not keeping an ear out for updates, you may be missing out on something big.
Oh, I bet.
What does that remind you of?
FOMO.
Mm-hmm. So the fear of not knowing what's happening, mm-hmm. play with people's
minds.
It'd
probably be better not to know what's happening and just lose yourself in a national park somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, get you and somebody else and then just got a tent and a way to light fires, and you got a bow and arrow, so it's quiet and you can kill like squirrels and stuff and eat them.
Man, I can't even hit a 55 gallon drum.
Oh, you would arrow. Believe me. When you get hungry enough, you're going to become freaking Robin Hood out there.
You think so?
Oh yeah. You I bet you'd learn fast. I think when people are put in, humans are put in situations, they learn to adapt, you know, or you're just gonna wither away and die. So
see, the people I
fish, you could bow and arrow a fish. You can go,
yeah,
quack-a-ca! You don't even need to cook that thing. You can just eat that raw. Nothing wrong with that. That's good stuff.
There's a lot of things wrong with that.
No. Oof. you eat face meat.
That's true, but that's different.
Fish is good.
Fish smells weird.
You'd acquire a taste for it, like Tom Brady. He has his own little...
Tom Brady eats fish?
Yeah, he has his own private little fish hole in his house, and he pulls them out and eats them. He can eat them raw.
I'm going to start eating fish just because you said Tom Brady eats fish.
Oh, because you like him?
I do.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I mean, I think he's just a cool cat, you know. But, okay, another story of that. So then, yeah, I probably won't eat fish. I don't know about the other stuff, though. I don't know. I do eat face meat, but could you imagine me showing up to a bunch of guys? Hey, how are y'all? First thing I'm going to be like, man, we could eat off that dude for like a week. No. Oh, no. And here I am being rotisseried.
Yep. No.
That'd be me.
You would lose a lot of weight,
I'd be like, I know the foot blaster. And all these guys on crutches. We know it too. Yeah.
Okay, well, if you guys have any zombie apocalypse, you know, tips for us.
Lip tips.
Tips.
Apocalyptic tips,
yeah. Yeah, apocalyptic tips. Oh, okay, I didn't even do the whole word. Okay, well, podcast13@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. And until next time.